Blog Talk Radio.
Where the fuck are you? Where the fuck are you? Dickhead, Tony. Hello?
Tony.
No, Tony's not here. Give me a second. I gotta patch him through. Technical difficulties because I was waiting for you. Yo.
Yo.
Fucking, I gotta patch him through.
Well, patch him the fuck through.
Well, where the fuck were you? I had it like, you were live and people can hear us. And I had you fucking ready 5 minutes ago and you didn't answer. You didn't say anything.
I didn't even get through.
You're through now.
You're a fucker.
All right, I got to patch him through.
Patch him through, dummy.
Fuck.
I have to deal with stupid faggots.
I talk, hello.
Hey, it's JJ, what's going on, my man?
What? Hello?
Tony, it's JJ. What's going on?
Yeah, can you hear me? Because I was waiting to get patched in, patched on, whatever the fuck it was. Can you hear me?
I mean, look, I can hear you fine. What's going on, Tony?
Nothing. I was just waiting for you.
You know, I have a lot of important things I'm doing. I mean, you should thank me every time I'm on the show, but I mean, I understand that,
yeah.
You know, you probably doesn't get through your brain, but it's okay. It's okay. So, what was dinner tonight, Tony? Why don't you, let everyone know what you've been eating?
Where is Jason? I'm not doing this with your number.
You don't have to do it with me, but I'm here. Jason is currently, I told you, in Thailand. Some lady boys, some boys, some girls. He's got a little bit of everything going over there. Let the guy have a nice vacation, Tony.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. I want him to come on the air. I want him to be a fucking man about things. That's what I want.
When a man takes it in the ass, does that make him a man?
No, it doesn't make him a man.
All right, well then, I think we can both agree that he's not a man. So let's go forward. Let's get the show going. Everyone's interested in you, Tony.
Yeah, well, I'm interested in having somebody fucking talk to me on the air. Tell your friend Jason to call me because I'm not doing the show no more without him. I don't care if I'm not gonna get paid for my character appearance in this stupid fucking comic book.
Look, friend is a very big stretch. He is definitely not a friend. I mean, douchebag, fat, alcoholic. He's a lot of things. Not sure about friend.
All right, well. That's true. All right, that's true. I can't argue with you. So
exactly.
I got an hour and a half to do the show. Let's just get through with it because I'm getting tired. All right, I'm already tired.
Good. All right. Do you want to, what do you want to do? You want to start with a call? Do you want me, I have some questions that were sent to me. I mean, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I'd say let's start with the questions, I guess, because I want to get them out of the way.
All right. Well, I mean, there's so many questions. Rosemary Barrow said, "Dear Tony, I feel as though you could help me with this problem. My darling husband, Kenneth, whom is a pastor, a godly man, is living in sin with an obese, HIV-ridden homosexual, also named Tony. My question is this. Why will he not divorce me, even after making a home with his rotund, greasy, boss hog of a man and their young groom, Fluffer, whose name is Victor, by the way? How do I get him to divorce me so I can move on in life and find a real man, not a limp dick, not a fake Jew?" I don't know. I'm a Jew, so that's kind of offensive. Fraud. Any advice? Thank you, Uncle Big Dick Tony. Look at this person. This person, I think, I'm thinking right. Rosemary wants to bane you. What do you think, right. Tony? You want to get a little bit of action?
No. Listen. All right. Rosemary is Pastor Ken's wife, and they're not divorced yet.
But she wants to be divorced. What's your advice for her? How is she going to get this HIV loving piece of shit to get rid of her?
What I would say is, and I've known Ken for a long time. I know what I would say to her is, I would say, if he doesn't sign the divorce papers, you're just going to get a lawyer in there. And there's plenty of proof that he's a homosexual. There's plenty of proof that he's with the gay guy there, Tony Furtado. And I think it's disgusting that they're using this guy, Victor, for sex. But
what about Victor? I mean, they literally have someone like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction dressed up in all leather and plastic, and they pull him out and they bang his ass. I mean, what's your thoughts on that? I mean, she's got issues here, Tony. Tell her what to do.
Just divorce him. He doesn't want to commit it.
Tony, she's asking you. Can you strong arm this guy? Well, I mean, come on, what's going on?
I don't know. I can't. I'm not a fucking lawyer, but what I can say is this: Ken, if you're listening to the show, call in so we can talk about Rosemary. I don't know. Call in, I don't know, because I don't know what the deal is. Rosemary is married to Ken. Ken will not divorce her, even though they're having, even though he's having sex with guys.
Okay. I'm not really happy with your answer. But anyway, let's just move on. We've got a lot of other people, lots of... Johnny Longfeather, right?
Johnny Longfeather has passed away. He was a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
One of my closest friends.
Yeah. So, So Mrs. Longfeather, sent me a request. I mean, would you honor her and your good friend Johnny by listening to her request, or you want me to just move on?
I'll listen, but Johnny Longfeather's wife, Mrs. Longfeather, I've tried to call her. I've tried to get her on the show, and I think she has been on the show, but she sounds like a guy, so I don't know if it's really her, but what is it that she wants is what I want to know.
All right. I mean, it's really a sweet note. It's super sweet. Dear Tony, I was wondering if you could honor my husband, Johnny Longfeather, by masturbating while wearing the headdress they would wear while he played hide the peace pipe. That's, I mean, come on. I mean, this is one of your good friend's wives. Are you going to do that for her?
No, I'm not wearing a head dress while I jerk off.
You'll do it without the headdress, is what you're telling me.
No. When I jerk off, it's my own business. That's what it is. It's my business. I don't have to wear things that people tell me to wear. I'm not a fucking Tony Bobby jerk off doll, where you can dress me up in little outfits and have me jerk off. Press a button, I jerk the dick off. I'm not like that.
No one ever accused you of being in little outfits. You haven't fit in a little outfit until you left your mother's cunt. I mean, that was the last time you were in a little outfit.
Don't talk about my mother. She's dead. Don't talk about my mother.
No, I was talking about her cunt, not your mother. But anyway, that's
you fucking shut him a bitch. You're being a shut him a bitch.
I am being so respectful. I'm trying to be more respectful to you. This is the new JJ. This is nice JJ. So I'm being nice to you. I didn't say your mother was a whore or a fat slob or a bitch or a cunt. I didn't say any of that.
That's good. All
right, so look how nice I am.
That's good. That's good. Thing. Fine. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yes, now we're doing better. All right. There's another lovely question. It's from Katrina. Uncle Tony, I have my first date tonight with a guy I really like. Do you think it's okay for a woman to go all in on the first date?
Well, it depends, you know. So, like, sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. Like, if you just met the person, I would make sure that they do this thing where they they feel it out, like give it a couple of dates, like 2, 3, maybe 4 dates. But if you knew the person for a long time, and then you decided to go on a date with them, then what you do is...
Excuse me.
That was fucking rude. But anyway, then it's okay to go all in, you know? It's okay to have sex the first date if you know somebody for a long time, you know.
Would you say Katrina is a whore?
No, I wouldn't say that she's a whore. I would just say she was asking for advice. Maybe she hasn't gotten none. Maybe she has. I've dated girls that I just met, and they always said to me, "Hey, listen." I mean, I've had a girl that I just met for like 15 minutes one time. We were out to eat, and she said to me, "Listen, let's go back to my place and show me a good time." So, I mean, I did.
Would you bake her some ziti?
No, we went out to eat, and then we had
I'm just saying. Well, let me ask you another question. And Katrina didn't say that. Vaginal versus anal. I mean, which one is appropriate at the beginning?
Well, I don't have sex anally. I don't give. I don't receive. I had sex one time anally, but I prefer the vagina because I feel like
So someone's fucked you in the ass only one time is what you're telling me.
No. I had... giving somebody anal sex one time.
Oh, you've given. Sorry. Given. I got you now.
Yeah.
I thought you received.
I didn't receive nothing.
Come on. Let's not play that game tonight. Anyway, there's a really exciting person. Someone from Italy wanted to say hi. Hi, Uncle Tony. My name is Rodolfo. I'm Italian. Thank you for your time. Nice guy. What a nice question. Not a question, but a statement. He just wants you to know that you're broadcasting all the way to Italy, and he's loving it.
Well, that's nice, but he didn't have to waste my fucking time, and you didn't have to waste my time.
Give him a shout-out, you fucking fat wop.
Do I call you bad Jewish names?
Sorry. I meant Uncle Tony. Why don't you say give him a shout out at least?
Yeah. Shout out to Rodolfo from Italy, who didn't need to tell me that he's Italian. But thank you for wasting my time. Yeah.
You're so fat. Look, I thought it was a nice thing. I brought it up because I thought you might be flattered that, you know. But anyway, obviously you're just fat, not flattered. Another great question. Great question. Carmen the Gay. Tony, is it normal I have a violent physical, when I have a violent physical altercation, I have a raging erection at the same time?
For him, yeah, it would be normal because he's gay. And if he's talking about the shit that happened years ago, he can fuck off because he's a son of a bitch. I don't want to answer no more questions about him from him.
He actually said he jerked off with you, but anyway.
He didn't jerk off with nobody.
Just saying, that's what he said. He did have a follow-up question. Did you feel my erection on your fat tits when I mounted you and beat the shit out of you?
Okay. So now, because that's not how it went down. He mounted me. We fell. We were fighting. And we slipped. And he landed on top of me. But I was going to get up.
Were your pants on or off? Were your pants on or off?
Snow pants on. Because it was wishing. And we got into a fight because he was a disrespectful son of a bitch. And we got into a fish fight. And I didn't want to hurt him. And everybody broke us up. I almost hurt him, though. And my mother was there. And he's lucky that she was there because I didn't want to beat the shit out of him. Okay? So that's why I didn't do it. And he was nice to my mother after that. But only because she didn't want to get his fucking little gay ass kicked.
What were you about to say, faggot? Yes, that's fucked up if you're about to say that.
No, I wasn't going to say it. And those things that you're saying, don't say faggot on the show because it makes me look like an asshole.
You don't need any help on that. But anyway, I mean, that's just, you don't need help. Anyway, I think we should take a live call. Let's get someone in. Everyone loves talking to Uncle Tony. Let's do this.
Yeah, fine.
All right, live caller.
Live caller, you're the one in charge of putting the people on here.
I am. I'm waiting for them to speak. Speak, live caller.
Yeah, look here, man. This is Pastor Leroy Jackson, and I'm from, Tony, do you know where I'm from? Where am I from, man?
From the fucking Bronx, yeah.
From the fucking Bronx, man. That's correct. And let me tell you something, Tony. I've come to the conclusion after listening to the show for the past, how long has it been on now? For 18 minutes? I'm going to come to the conclusion that you are nothing but a fat, homosexual piece of dog shit.
Yeah, I'm not a fat homosexual piece of dog shit. And if I was a fat homosexual, you would probably want to fuck me in the ass because that's what you sound like. Yeah.
Yo, hold up, man. Hold up, man. God bless you. Look,
God
I'm a priest,
you.
Man. What are you saying to me, Tony? How do you talk to a priest like that, man? Did you talk to Father Gianni like that, man?
No,
Father
I didn't talk to Father Gianni. Hey, I didn't talk to Father Gianni like that. I talked
look,
to
man,
you
look,
like
here,
that.
Look here, you
because...
son of a bitch. Don't
you're
talk
say,
over me,
you're
man.
Saying son
don't
of a bitch.
Come
here. You say
look
son
here,
of a bitch.
Come
here. I'm fucking
Tony,
what?
Over me, you pedophiles. Remind them that priests are fucking pedophiles. This guy's a pedophile.
He is. He fucks little boys. I know he does. He fucks little boys. You fuck little boys, Leroy.
Makes me fucking sick.
Oh, you fucking fat dango piece of
fuck
dog.
Fuck you, you
that's
fucking son of
you
fucker, you son of a get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
I got to cut that call because we know that, you know, what priests do. And he was talking real poorly about you. I'm sorry about
that,
Tony.
Yeah, caution here. I'm a priest. I'm Leroy Jackson. I'm Leroy Jackson from the Bronx. And he says, motherfucker. And fat motherfucker. And fuck you, motherfucker. Fat, bad,
right,
gonna... faggot motherfucker, Tony, he says to me.
Tony, I'm sorry. Let's ask a good question. Seriously, a real question. Then we'll take another live call. I just want you to calm down. But this is a real good question. I'm sure you can answer it. This is from Lacey. Hi, Tony. I hope you're doing well. How long should I keep my chicken parmigiana in the oven? Thank you.
Yeah, this is supposed to be, yeah, all right. So, Lacey, is that her name?
Yeah, Lacey, correct.
Lacey, what I would do is after you're done frying the collards, and you put the sauce and the cheese on, a little bit of oregano. You gotta just put it in the oven. I do about 350 for about 15, 20 minutes to the cheese and sets in. But this is an answer that Google could answer.
Yeah, but she also asked you, do you use broil to brown the cheese or no?
No, and I don't do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. See, we've got some really, really good questions here. So, I mean, we got some real serious stuff. Let's go back. Let's take another live call. Hopefully it's better than the last one. And then I actually have a great caller. He's not available yet. He's going to be available soon. He has a little bit of a speech impediment. His name is Sammy Slanty. It's going to be a good call. Again, he's a little difficult to understand, but let's take another few calls, and I'll let you know when Sammy's ready.
Yeah, fine.
All right, let's take relax, Tony. Relax. Your blood pressure. You know how that goes when you got fucking marinara for blood, so relax. All right.
Sure.
Caller, let's get another caller. Let's go.
Hello.
Caller, speak up.
Hello, is this the dangerous voice? The dangerous voice?
Yeah, this is...
Hi, Tony, how are you? Hi, Tony, it's me, your best friend, Spiro T. Agnew. How are you?
Where'd he get his cell phone from, 1980?
I don't know. Every time he calls in, he screams. He screams.
Tony, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Can you get rid of this fucking guy? He just talks over me.
Hold on. Let me talk, Tony.
You're talking over me, you fucking son of a bitch. Don't call him no more. Son of a bitch.
All right. Let's get another caller. That guy, I couldn't even understand him. Sounded like an asshole. All right, caller.
He does it all the time. He screams at
me. No, that's stupid. Let's get rid of that. All right, let's go. Next caller?
Hey there,
Speak
Uncle
up,
P. Caller. I need some advice. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I need some advice. There's been an issue with my girlfriend. She smells really bad. She never brushes her teeth or washes her hair. She honestly smells like spoiled milk, and my whole house is starting to smell that way.
That's a simple fix. You should probably advise her to take a shower, or if you want, without upsetting her, what I would do is I would say, hey, honey, relax a little bit. Maybe, and then you draw a bath for her. Let her shit in the bath. And then you clean her up a little bit. As far as brushing the teeth goes, she's got to brush her teeth. That's disgusting. I dated a girl that was kind of dirty, but she looked clean. But, I bent her over. You could smell the stench.
Yeah.
But, I couldn't date her no more after that.
What about a little STS? Let her douche her twat with some good smelling stuff.
Well, I told her, please take a shower and use the toilet. And she flipped me off. And, you know, last time I told her that, she even, like, hit me. I don't know why she's acting this way.
Listen, if she's hitting you and Shawty smells like garbage, you got to get her the fuck out of there because that's abusive. It's abusive and that's an excuse. That's the way out if she smells like garbage. You say, hey, listen, you're hitting me. I can't be in an abusive relationship. This way here, you don't make her feel bad because she smells like shit. But you also have to remember, she might be, if this was just in my case, the girl who had that shit ass for the smell, I found out later that she was retarded. Borderline.
So you dated a retarded girl?
Yeah, but I didn't know she was retarded. It was a family friend. Excuse me.
Was that a little chicken parmesan right there, Tony?
No. When I get nervous, I have IBS. It causes gas in my stomach. I'm nervous.
I guess.
Okay. Irritable bitch syndrome. Gotcha.
The thing that just sort of confuses me the most about my situation I'm in right now is that all the other women that I've kidnapped will at least use the toilet.
Okay.
At least poop in the toilet.
That's why you got people. That's why she stinks. And don't call my show telling me you kidnapped broads. Because now, if the cops ever want to fucking talk to me, I don't want to be bothered by cops. I don't want to be bothered by people because I'm talking to a kidnapping person. And you're probably the reason why that girl smells like shit. So get her the fuck out of there. Hello?
Yeah, now that person's gone. We had to get that person. I fucking took a nap during that goddamn call.
He's a shit person.
Well, Tony, did you just see what just came through? Are you looking at what I'm looking at? Benjamin Buford Fontaine III just sent a donation of $1,000 to the show.
He sent $1,000? Seriously?
$1,000. By the way, other fans, you should be sending money to Tony as well. You've got to help his Italian food addiction.
No. Seriously, he sent $1,000.
Yeah, Tony, your show's a hit. Everyone loves you.
I guess he's not that much of an asshole.
No, he's still a fuckhead, but that's not the point.
You are all right. This is a good moment for me. So calm down. So
soak it in like you soak in olive oil.
Hang on, I'm gonna look at my PayPal. Hang on a second.
Yeah, look at your PayPal. Take a look at it. It was just sent in. And enjoy it.
There's nothing in here, son of a bitch.
No, I'm showing it. Do you have Fat App? I mean Cash App. Maybe it's on your that.
No, I don't have Cash App because drug addicts use it, and criminals.
I mean you are an addict, but it's you know olive oil addict.
Yeah. Anyway, it's $1,000. It's not in PayPal. Did he send it to you because I didn't get it?
If he sent it to old JJ, if my people make me keep it, I might give you, $100.
No, you won't. You give me the whole fucking amount. Maybe you could take $100 for doing this shit.
My name is JJ, not fuckhead. I'm keeping most of it. It was sent to me. I can't help it if that guy comes to the wrong fucking spot.
It was sent to me but it was sent to you, so send it to me because this is my fucking show. And if someone's donating money, son of a bitch, it's going to go to me.
Yeah, Sammy is available now. Sammy has a speech impediment. Do you want to talk to him? He just wants to ask you some advice on women.
Yeah, fine. Put him through, but we'll talk about this money shit later. Because I want money.
We'll talk about that later. All right. Caller. Oh, hello, motherfucker.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I want to fuck women. But they hate me because I'm yellow.
You're yellow.
I got a little dick.
I'm sorry you're yellow and you have a little dick. Maybe you can find somebody.
Hate me. You're white. You're white. You hate me. Why
no.
do you hate me? All white women hate me. All white people.
I don't hate you. I don't even fucking know you. Are you a Chinese guy?
I sing songs about Eli Dick.
You write a song about my dick?
No, don't dick, motherfucker. Eli Dick.
All right, end this call with this fucking guy because he's aggravating me. And
Italian bitches.
You get Italian bitches by not being an asshole. That's how. And you sound like a fucking asshole. That's what you sound.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Excuse me?
Tony, he's mentally unstable. I had a hang up on him. I'm sorry about that. I thought he had a serious question, but I don't understand what's wrong with him.
He sounds like a fucking retarded person. What is he, Chinese?
I mean, he's basically retarded. I'm not going to argue with you. But I thought, you know, he listens to the show. He said he likes the show. You had a real question. He wanted dating advice. I thought maybe you could help him. He's fat. You're fat. You know, fat people fucking, you know, bond.
First of all, because you don't know me, but I'm not fat. I'm
obese. Whatever. What's the terminology you like using?
No, I'm strong. Not most of my body is muscle.
Covered in fat. Anyway, let's go to another question because obviously you have no idea what you look like. I saw a picture of you and I vomited. Rico Martini wants to know, are you Mr. Fuck or Mr. Suck? I need to know right now.
Yeah, I know Rico, and he's asked me that before. And I'm not Mr. Fuck.
What's the answer?
I'm not one of those things. He's asking because he wants to know if I want to get fucked in the ass or if I want to suck his dick. And I don't want to do either one of those things. That's what he means by that.
Hold on one sec, Tony. I'm just on Amazon buying shit with that money I received.
You better not be. I better be getting something if that's a donation for my show.
Hold on. Okay, cool. I got $100 all set aside for you. Don't spend it all in one place, fat boy.
No, you're going to send me the $900 and you can take $50 and that's it.
Well, I'm just saying the money came to me. Oops. Guess you should have more control over.
The money should have went to me because it's my show. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, Tony, you're stupid. But anyway, that's not the point. You have a bunch of your fans wanting to know, with a million fucking channels, why can't you be active on at least one channel? People want you in the chat rooms. What's wrong, Tony? Why don't you want to be in there?
Because there are stupid son of a bitches that send me messages, and it's always the same thing. It's always, fuck my ass, suck my dick.
Yeah.
They always say tits, and I fucking hate that word. because I had a friend named Tommy when I was a kid, and he had tits. And then they make fun of my retarded friend Peachy, who died. They say that they fuck Peachy in the ass, you know. This is, they're disrespectful. And then one guy said,
"But you do have tits, don't you, Tony?"
These are called pecs, not tits.
I gotcha. Because, I mean, when Carmen the Gay was on your fat tits, that's why I thought, well, anyway.
No, he didn't. He didn't shit on me. We had a fight. Here's how it happened. He said something to me. I walked over to him. I pushed him, and he got scared. So when he slipped, yeah, I tried to catch him, and we both fell over. And then he ended up
that
on top of me.
That sounds fruity as shit. I'm just telling you, the way you tell the story sounds fruity as shit.
It's not fruity as shit. We had a fight. And,
there's nothing wrong with being fruity, Tony. Don't be against gays. Gays are people, too.
I'm not gay. And I don't hate
gays. I didn't say
gays.
You were gay. I said you shouldn't hate gays because they're gay. I didn't call you gay right now.
I didn't call gays. I don't have to talk to gays. I mean, I talk to gays, but I don't hate the gays. This guy, I hate him because he's an asshole, not because he's gay. Excuse me.
Tony, is it true that that you only like that you hate penis, but you just like the way it tastes?
No, and whoever asked that question is a fucking asshole, and this is why I don't go in.
That's for me, actually. That was my question.
Oh, well, then you're an asshole, and this is why I don't go into the Discord.
Yeah. You're missing out. You're missing out. You want to take another caller, Tony? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'll take another caller.
Let me patch him through. Hold on. Caller.
Hello, faggots.
Yeah.
Who it is?
Yeah, I know who it is. JJ, this is the guy that Rose Marie was talking about that stole her husband. His name's Tony.
Oh, please. I do more than steal husbands. I give lots of people HIV.
Well, yeah.
So anyway,
okay,
there's something I want to get off my chest. Something that I think
shit
you'd love to know about.
I don't want to know that kind
of
thing.
You know what happened to Johnny Longfeather? I fucked him in the ass and gave him HIV, and he died.
You are a fucking disrespectful fucking son of a bitch.
It's 100% true, I did.
No, it's not true. You didn't know it. You fat fuck. You belong in fucking hell. You belong in jail. If you're fucking going around giving everybody fucking AIDS, that's a weapon. You know that?
Yeah.
You're killing
people. You're next, fatty.
Come near me.
Tony, quick question. Tony, to clarify the audience, when you say come near me, is it C-U-M near me? You want him to
come
near you?
Oh, come near him, all right.
Or are you saying, you know, C-O-M-E, come near me, and you'll, like, you'll physically assault him?
C-O-M-E. And if you go anywhere near me, you son of a bitch, fucking frittata, I will whip
what
your dick
do
off.
You're gonna go cry to Baldy? Huh? You're gonna go to California and cry to J-Balls? Or are you gonna go your dumb nigger friend DC2, who also is gonna get each
of you? Okay, you say don't call my friend a nigger, and get him the fuck out of here right now! Get him out of here!
All right, let's. I'm gonna get rid of this guy, or whatever this thing is.
That's the fucking guy that Rosemary was talking about. That her husband or whatever left her for that fucking annoying.
Tony,
fucking...
why don't you date Rosemary? Why don't you fucking give her the old gabagool?
I don't want to say this, but I used to get emails from her. And I don't want to put my dick in anybody.
Any nice photos? Did she send you some good photos to maybe jerk it off to?
No. And I can't even fathom jerking off or having sex, putting my dick inside anything that Ken Fishman put his dick inside.
All right. Gotcha. I'm just saying, I mean, you know, you're a single man now. You have needs. You have desires.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all shit.
Sorry, Tony.
Yeah, I
had an Italian sub earlier.
Yeah, real professional. Real professional. Burp it on the air.
Tony, can you still see your toes from Spiro? Quick question, just popped right in.
Yes, I can. I can shave my toes.
Oh, okay, good. Good. That's positive. All right, so you want to take a little question, a little call, you know, you direct this. You're directing this fucking Titanic right now. You all know what happens to the Titanic.
I'm getting annoyed by the college. I could use a break.
How about if I just throw a question out there?
Yeah,
you know your buddy Tito from Los Angeles?
What about him?
Tony, when the fuck are you ever going to pay me back for the gas money and the shocks you destroyed my car from driving you around California?
That's not real, and I'm not answering that, and whoever sent you that question is not Tito.
It says Tito from Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know what it says, but it's not Tito.
Okay, all right. I have a very serious question. I don't know if you want to kind of delve into the show in this direction, or if you just want to take a caller, or if you want a real serious question.
I guess I'll probably just take a fucking call or something. I don't know, but I want, if this is up to me, I would take a break because,
No, you're not taking a break. It's an hour and a half. You don't need a break. You're fat.
I'm doing this show that I don't want to do anymore, but I'm doing it. And because I know I'm going to get paid for the comic book, and I also know that the $1,000 that was sent to you better come back to me.
Is there any voicemails that you'd like to play, Tony?
You're in charge of it. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Whatever you fuck you want to do.
Okay, let's get the little voicemails. Let's go. I'm trying to help you direct this goddamn, like I said, Titanic, and Titanic sunk, but I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to make you better, Tony. This is my job, to make you better. I'm trying to help you. But anyway, let's go. Let's go to voicemail. Let's go.
Go ahead. Just do the voicemail.
All right,
yeah.
Let's go. Let's play that.
Sorry to get back to you so late. I just finished reviewing your application and information you sent in, but I am sorry to say that I don't think I can allow you to join our group. From what I'm looking at, your wiener is massive. I mean, the sheer girth and juiciness alone is ridiculous. It looks as if somebody glued a forearm to the bottom of your torso. You could probably stand on it like a tripod, and that's not even mentioning how fat your nuts are. But it does appear that you're going to have to take that ginormous schmeet somewhere else. But thank you for trying, and best of luck.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know who that is, but I mean,
it's on your voicemail.
Yeah, it's I people notice about me, especially women. And this is why I sometimes go by the name of Danger Smooth. I know this is awkward, and I know I have a big dick. So
did
that's
I ever call you Pony Tripod?
No, but it's just, whoever sent that is probably a good friend of mine because, I mean, it was funny, but it's true. I do have a big dick.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you've seen your penis over your fat belly?
Today when I took a shit, if you must know.
You looked at your dick while you were shitting? What, were you giving yourself a blumpkin?
No, I wasn't giving myself a blumpkin.
Have you ever given one of your female lovers a Cleveland steamer?
What is that? What weird thing?
Oh, Cleveland steamer. It's a beautiful, sensual act. You're face fucking a bitch. You know, really giving it to her. She's gagging, probably spitting up a little. And you're getting really, really relaxed. And, you know, you probably had yourself a big lasagna earlier. You got to take a dump. You just let it out right between her tits. Massive shit. Called the Cleveland steamer.
You are disgusting. And I don't want to hear that on my show again. And no, I've never done it. I don't shit on people.
Okay. Well, I mean that maybe fresh shit is not your thing, but how about an Arctic missile? Have you ever Arctic missiled a girl?
No, I've never Arctic missile. I heard about it with the shit frozen.
Yeah, tell your fans about it in case they don't know, so you can explain it. That'd be probably really nice.
So the Arctic missile, from what I'm told, is when you take a shit and you freeze it, and then you stick it up the girl's pussy, and you fuck her with the icicle shit.
That one you seem to know pretty well. Have you done that?
No, this guy who used to do the show with me told me about it.
Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, how about, have you ever done any wolf bagging?
I don't know what the fuck that is. No, I don't want to know.
That one's a really good one. So you're fucking a chick, you know, from the back, right in her asshole. And what you do is you take a piece of dental floss and you tie it around a nice crispy piece of bacon and you have her swallow it. And you're holding the dental floss. Just when you're about to come, you pull that dental floss, and she starts, like, vomiting, and she tightens up her asshole. It gives you the best squeeze in your dick ever.
I don't want to do the show anymore. You're being disgusting. You're being fresh. And I don't want to talk about the shit in the show. If you want to talk about shit.
Let's take a serious question, then. I offered you a serious question, and you said no. Now we're going to go back, and we're going to do the serious question, because Allie wants to know your answer. Now, can I give you Allie's question?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right. Tony, I need some advice. My boyfriend and I are in a long-distance relationship. Well, he doesn't call me as much as he used to anymore. When we do speak, he's too busy doing other things like spending time with his brand-new female friend, Eliza. I know I have nothing to worry about since he told me that Eliza is a lesbian. How do I tell him that I want to spend more phone time with him without seeming so possessive? Thank you for your time, Uncle Tony.
I've heard this story before. I've actually done this to a girl. I'm not proud of it. I lied and I told somebody that my female friend that used to sleep over the house was a lesbian. But this guy, he's not, that girl's not a dyke. She's straight and he's fucking her. That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would tell Allie to say to
her. Well, you're telling Allie. I don't need to tell Allie. You're telling Allie.
Allie, if you're listening, your boyfriend is lying. That girl's not a dyke, and he's fucking her. And that's what's going on.
Tony, a question just came in. I like keeping it active. I mean, I've got some questions that I've saved, but I mean, you know, Sven at 8:50 just sent in, Tony, would you like a gum blowjob free of charge? Herbert.
Herbert asked me for a gun blowjob?
A gum, you know, like, you know, no teeth, like a, you know, a blowjob with no teeth. So that way there's no chance in biting your dick.
No, I don't want, no, I'm all shit. I'm all shit.
This is not for me. This is not for me. Relax. All right, let's take a phone call. All right, Tony, let's just switch it up. Hold on one sec. All right, caller.
Hello, Tony, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing really well. Well, I was. I don't know. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm just, if you don't remember me, it's me, Art Hammond, and I just wanted to ask you a very important question. So I remember a while ago you asked DC2, you know, why black women smell like ham, and I wanted to ask, do you pass by black people and then smell them and then tell them that they either smell like cocoa butter or ham?
No, I don't. I remember saying that the black girl that I dated smelled like ham, but I don't know if it was actually ham or lotion she was using. But
I didn't know I didn't know that they actually made lotion that smelled like ham. But another question I wanted to ask is, when you date black women, do you lure them in with a bucket of KFC?
No, I don't, and I find you to be racist, and I don't want you on my fucking show. I'm going to get rid of this person.
I'm getting rid of him.
Get rid of him.
They're gone.
Nigger.
Get rid of him. You don't call him my show.
All right, they're off. They're off.
Yelling nigger. Shut him a bitch. You don't call my show and do that.
Tony, I heard you're an MMA fan. Is that true?
I used to be, but I know a certain asshole that used to do it, so I don't like it anymore. Why?
Because we have a good question about MMA, and I just wanted to know if you want to hear it from Evan.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Hey, Uncle Tony, I need some serious advice. I'm an MMA trainer, and I have a close friend named Taylor who wants to still compete after many, many, many knockout losses. Taylor is now legally retarded from all the head trauma. Tonight, I caught him peeing in the bathroom sink yelling, Jiu-Jitsu! Tony, I was offered $20 for me to set him up with another fight, but I know this would probably kill him or have him wearing diapers the rest of his life. But $20 is $20. What would you do?
If he's retarded and he keeps getting knocked out, and he's going to shit himself the rest of his life. If this guy's a friend, I don't think he should do it. I think that's actually really fucked up that his friends help.
But it's $20.
Yeah, I know. And you would do it because you're Jewish. But this guy...
Tony, that's anti-Semitic.
You say it all the time. Money this, money that.
I can say it. I've got the Jew card. You don't have a Jew card. You got the WAP card. I can't call you a guinea, disgusting, greasy fuck because I'm not Italian.
I don't think this guy... should be putting his friends out on a line for fucking $20.
I'm just saying it's $20. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, would you like to take another live call, Tony? Maybe get a good one. That last one was terrible, and I apologize. But they said they had a serious, you know, question, so I put them through.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take another call.
All right, live caller, let's go.
Tony, it's me, man. It's Don. What's going on, man?
Hey, it's Donnie, baby. I'm doing okay. Listen, I just wanna I just wanna say,
Tony, why are you starting like a retarded man? What's wrong with you? Are you really retarded?
Because, you know,
kid in the last time.
I'm sorry. It's just the first conversation we had. You called me a stupid, fat, guinea, cocksucker, retarded motherfucker, and then you said, "Don't be talking to me like that, nigga." And you call me that, and then you hung up on me.
Are you talking about on air or off air? Because if we're talking about off air, I think I said a lot more. But on air, I think that was correct.
Yeah,
sounds
you
like
said
a very
a lot.
Intelligent person, Tony. Treat him with respect.
You know, Tony. Yeah.
Go ahead. Just talk, man. It's your show. Shit.
Yeah, JJ, you don't have to tell me to treat him with respect. I've known him for a long time. And he's a good friend of mine, and he's one of my black friends.
What do you mean he's one of your black friends? He's one of your friends. What does it matter what color he is?
Tony is equally racist against all minorities. We've accepted it. Tony, I have a bone to pick with you, and it's not from chicken. I'm just going to say that up front for that last asshole that called. why in the fuck did you say all black women smell like ham, motherfucker? Do all Italian women smell like pastrami, nigga? What is wrong with you?
No. This one
no,
girl.
No. You said that shit. You admitted, Tony. I'm tired of this racist shit, man.
I'm not being racist. I'm just this is one girl. Okay, I know I said earlier that this girl smelled like vomit and shit. Well, she was white, and the retarded girl.
Yeah, you didn't point that out at the time, Tony. You didn't say this white girl smelled like vomit and shit. You just said this girl. But when you was talking about ham and shit, you said this black girl smelled like ham.
All black
girls smell like ham. Tony, listen, I've had it, man.
It was just this one girl. It was one girl. I think she was cooking food. She actually did make a ham, I think, that day. I was all
Tony,
hush-
shut the fuck up. Tony, stop making up stories. You sound like Kenny, man. It's bullshit. Listen, she probably smelled like ham because she was in a butcher shop. When she came out, there was ham in the butcher shop, man. It's that simple, Tony. Everything ain't racial, man.
Is John your friend? Is John your friend or your black friend? Which one is he?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Donnie Baby is a friend of mine, and he is a black guy. He's my friend.
But before you said he's one of my black friends, like that's a special motherfucking category for like a retarded guy or something. Tony, every show I go back and forth with you on etiquette with minorities. You don't listen. You make me feel ostracized from your community. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So I'm going to tell you what, man. You got one more chance before I make a trip. And I come see you with Clarence. Okay? And you know Clarence don't play. He listened to everything I say. So, Tony, you knock off your bullshit. I will be listening. If I hear any racist shit, I'm making a trip with my cousin. You understand me? And I will have
Colt 45 on deck with a pack of Newports. DC-2 is out.
Hello?
That was a great call.
No, he does this to me. He yells at me a lot. But I like him.
I'm just saying, Tony, you did say black friend, not friend. That didn't make sense. Now, when you speak about me, do you say that my hated Jew producer, JJ, or do you just call my hated producer, JJ?
I don't talk about you because I think you and Jason. I'll tell you, let's stop joking around here.
Let's be serious.
You are Jason, and you're using a fake voice.
I'm gonna be honest. You're stupid and fat. But let's go to calls.
I'm not stupid and fat. Jason does voices, and I know he does.
Jason cannot. First of all, this voice is pure JJ. But anyway, let's go to callers. I'm controlling this shit. Caller, talk to this big fucking Italian sub fucking eating pig.
All right.
Hello, Tony. It's me again.
Who is me?
Your only British caller. It's Willow here.
Oh, hello, Willow. Yeah, you sound British. How are you, my friend?
Willow, are you smoking a faggot?
Huh?
Are you smoking a fag?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, good. Just double checking. That's bad for you. Go ahead.
But that is the appropriate term here in the UK, so thank you for saying it.
Of course.
I've got a question about money, if that's all right, Tony.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've been known to, smooth my way around the finances. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so one of my long-distance boyfriends is having a bit of financial trouble. I'm having some trouble as well because I want to support him, but I can't because giving him money all the time feels a bit weird. But what can I do to smooth things over and maybe support a bit more?
Oh, sorry about that.
My producer is disgusting and unprofessional. So you said you cannot support him, but you want to support him.
I mean, I give him money, but, like, I'm running out of money, so I don't really know what to do.
You got to stop enabling him. You got to stop giving him money. You got to say, listen, I'm making all these sacrifices for you, and we're in a relationship, so you're going to start doing stuff for me. It's a two-way street. Yeah, I'm helping you out. You should be helping me out, and that's how relationships work. It's a partnership, you know. It's like if you have an alcoholic, and you know that they drink a lot, and if they need money, you give them money and they drink. It's like enabling them, you know.
I see. Okay. So I need to be tough with them.
Yeah, you gotta be not tough, but like very forward. Like, hey, listen, we're not doing this.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tony. That was very insightful.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was a great caller, Tony. Thank you, caller.
No worries. If you can put me back on mute, I'd love to enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, let me get you back on mute. Tony, can we pull in another call right away? That was a real great call.
Yeah, but, Willow, if he's still on the line, you'll go luck, and I'll please call back and let me know how you make out. But, yeah, I could definitely take another call.
Okay, let me get another call and we patch this through right now.
See, this is what I mean. Willow's more, we need more callers like Willow. That's what we need.
I agree.
Hello, is this Z Dangerous Lewis?
you know, I say we need more callers like Willow, but then I get this fucking retarded weirdo.
I'm not... Tony, why are you insulting a caller the minute he calls in? That's unprofessional. Come
because
on.
You're like, you're just... fucking Spiro Agnew who doesn't shut the fuck up. You are on drugs, or you have a mental illness, or you have attention deficit disorder.
Attention, can you stop stuttering and let me ask my question?
Okay, I'll stop stuttering after I say, fuck you! Get rid of this son of a bitch!
I think this person
Look,
has ADSD. Tony, you want him gone?
Yeah.
All right, next. All right, this person's going to go. All right, one sec. All right, let me pull up this next caller. All right, here we go. Caller.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Speak.
No, ever heard of Jerknate? It's just fun, entertaining, and addictive on the most popular social network with a spicy, sexy twist. Come see for yourself.
They do this. They play the jerk. Stop.
I'm sorry. It was said it was a serious caller, legitimate area code, whole nine yards. Anyway, let's just move on. Forget about that. Let's just move to the next caller. Let's go.
Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, Uncle Tony and producer JJ. How are you all doing tonight?
Very good, thank you.
Very good. Kind.
That's good to hear. If it's okay, I would like to contribute to that $20 thing. Personally, you don't mess with Tard strength. I mean, if his friend's a Tard, you know, he could possibly kill someone with the possibility of getting him killed himself. And for $20, mm-hmm. I don't think that's worth it. Now, $40, different story, you know, $40, $60.
No. No, that's not it. You can't send a retarded person in a cage to get beat up. For that much money, for that little money.
Well, I mean,
how much
Tony,
money
just,
do you think?
To interject, the fighter will get money. This is just the coach is getting a quick 20 spot. Just to set up this fucking retard. That's all. No one's hurt.
Yeah, the retarded guy's going to get hurt.
Do we really care about retarded people?
I don't know. Like, I have seen plenty of retarded people. I mean, if you piss them off, they can... I've seen one tear out a vending machine with their bare hands. Like, it is no joke. It took 50 security guards to just subdue them.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I've seen retarded people. All they do is shit on themselves and cry. My friend Peachy, who was retarded, he wasn't strong. He was in a wheelchair. Yeah, his head was big, right? That's why we called him Peachy. He always was orange. I think he had a disease. But he was always shitting or pissing himself crying. You know, that's why we couldn't have him. Excuse me. That's why we couldn't have him play with us that much. You know.
About as boring as I can think. He doesn't respond.
Hold on. I'm not done.
Well, then speak.
I have a question, Uncle Tony. Have you done any new songs? I like this new song you've done.
I shit it in my pants. I am for real.
Get rid of him. Get rid of him.
I apologize. I shit my pants. I shit it in my.
I never shit my pants. I never.
I told
Never.
You that call was bad. I wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah, he started talking. Yeah, I know. He, no, there's no reason for that. There's no reason for that.
Tony.
Ah!
I'm sorry to, it's DC2, baby. I'm sorry to call back again, but you guys were talking about retards and fighting, and I had a story from my past I wanted to share with the listeners. It was back when I was living in West Baltimore about, I think it was 96, I want to say. So I was, you know, I was selling on the block, you know, what you do when you're a young black man living in Baltimore trying to make some money. It was me, it was Clarence, Fruity, a couple other fellas with the crew, you know, doing a lookout, and this crazy motherfucker with no shirt on and a pair of, like, I don't even know what they was, like, jorts and no shoes came. And he bought, like, you know, he bought some cocaine, right? So this nigga come back about, I don't know, 25 minutes later, and he got a blade, and he looked retarded. I mean, he had weird hand motion, and the tongue was, like, coming out his mouth, and he was kind of trembling and shit. So we just told him, you know, get the fuck out of here, right? Tell you something. They don't tell you about retard strength when you in high school, my man. Because this nigga had a blade, or actually I had a blade. This nigga took the blade from me, put me in a chokehold up on the door, and Fruity actually got stabbed, and Clarence ended up having to break a Mad Dog 2020 bottle over this nigga's head, and it still didn't stop. So we ended up having to run him over with the car, you know, until he finally slowed down a little. But even then, he was still beating on the car. This is a retarded man on crack cocaine. So I wouldn't fuck with no retarded people. They can fight, man. They don't feel no pain. They don't feel no pain. And I'll tell you right now, they ain't to be fucked with. I don't care. I ain't fucking with no retards, man. So I'd stop selling the retards because We had to take Fruity to the Johns Hopkins Medical Center, man. What is it like?
I like this guy, Tony. I think we should nickname him. Let's nickname him Colt 45 because he's smooth like Billy D.
Oh, I like it. I mean, I already got a lot of names, but it's not bad. But Tony,
I'm just saying, I like you, man. You're dropping the real fucking knowledge. I love this shit.
I appreciate you, my brother. Story's almost over, Tony. So the rest of the story is me, Clarence, Fruity got his leg cut, so we rolling up to the Johns Hopkins ER like 8-9 niggas deep, man. And those motherfucking white people look so scared, it was crazy. We get in the door, and who should come after us, chasing us, but this Fruity, this crazy, retarded, cracked out motherfucker. And so what happened was the police had to arrest the retarded guy, and, you know, we had to keep an eye out for him for a while on the block. They ended up putting him in the same hospital that Hannibal Lecter was in Silence of the Lambs. If you remember, he was in Baltimore as a psychiatrist for a while. Well, that's where this retarded fella went because he was a violent offender. So that's just a story from DC2's past, baby. I want to share. No anger at you, Tony. I thought you would enjoy it. If you didn't, suck my dick. You know it's big. You can't fit your mouth around it, but you can try, brother. All right. Have a good night.
Great caller. What a great caller that guy is.
Tony,
are you eating?
It's mama.
Tony, take the meatball out of your mouth.
Huh?
Motherfucker. Tony?
Are you listening to this amazing story from Don?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
A.K.A. Colt 45?
Yeah, I did. I heard it. Thank you, Tony. It was good. Thank you.
Tony, can you hear me, motherfucker?
Yeah, I can hear you. I said that.
What?
I said that.
You would. No, shut up. You were either eating or shitting, motherfucker. Which was it? Because you wasn't listening. Your producer was, but you wasn't. And I got a major problem with that, considering you're my white friend. What was you doing, Tony? Don't lie to me. Don't bullshit me.
I was listening. I wasn't shitting or eating. I was listening. I'm sorry.
You're a cracker motherfucker, Tony, right now.
He is, man. Tony, give me a Cliff's Notes version of what I just said. Just the Cliff's Notes.
Yeah, you were saying that you and Fruity knew a retarded black guy, and you saw him at the hospital.
That is the worst fucking example of my story I've ever heard, Tony. You a disgraceful man. You don't listen to your friends.
No, I hate you, motherfucker.
You're making me mad, Tony. I'm going to light your ass on fire with my Newport cigarette, motherfucker, and shove it up your asshole. I know you like it, man.
Donnie, shut up. Are you still, they still have menthols out there?
Oh, yeah, brother, yeah.
Wait.
Nice.
It was a connection. That's why I didn't hear you. I apologize.
Tony, you a lying motherfucker. You lie more than Kenny, and you lie more than, well, never mind, I'm not going to say that. But listen, you need to cut the bullshit, man. I was trying to tell a nice story on your show and have it end on a nice story about retarded man chasing me down and stabbing my cousin, and you ruined it.
It was the connection,
Is his leg okay, though?
Oh yeah, Fruity's good, man. Fruity, you can't kill Fruity. He a gay
nice
man, but he's strong and he, you know, you can't kill him. He's been through a lot, man. Tony, you said you couldn't hear me, right? Can you, Mr. Producer, JJ, is that your name, sir?
That is correct.
Could you ask the chat if they could hear my story clearly?
I mean, everyone's saying they could hear it, and they're saying Tony ignored it, and that, wait, what's this? I don't want to say that. Anyway, Tony, you got to be more respectful, and this is your friend, not your black friend. Don't treat him different. You treat him as a friend, Tony. That's what everyone's telling me.
No, Tony, listen. When I share a personal life anecdote, like, and I bet you didn't think our brother knew that word, anecdote, yes. It's a note from my past, motherfucker. And I told you it. I told your fan base. And your fan base, I don't know if they enjoyed it, but I'm sure they listened. And you couldn't even listen to it, motherfucker. Don't start with me, you fat motherfucker. And you are fat. You rotund. You all them big-ass words. Tony, listen.
Stop it.
You sound like a bitch. I'm done with you tonight, Tony. I've had enough of your bitch-acidness. You sound like Kenny Fishman when he's not getting any cock. I'm going to get off the line now and let my man, the co-producer, the real person that does this show, do his job, Tony. So go fuck yourself, and I hate you, and I hope your asshole rots out. DC2 is out.
DC2, great call. Thank you, buddy.
No. I wasn't eating.
You were sitting there connecting two pieces of spaghetti between cans so you could listen to our conversation.
No, I was tired. I fell asleep for a minute. Okay.
You have fat narcolepsy.
No, I don't.
All right, let's take another caller because obviously, if I don't keep you entertained consistently, you fucking nod off like the big fat pig you are. So let's take another call.
Yeah, fine. Go ahead, send him through, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Now, next caller.
Your name and contact information were submitted to us on the list of possible carriers for at least one of the following sexually transmitted diseases: syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, herpes, hepatitis, and/or HPV. In order to decrease the spread of sexually transmitted diseases, we encourage our patients who test positive for these STDs to submit a
list.
I don't care.
That was obviously a mistake, Tony. Let's just move to the next caller. Stop. Don't have a fucking heart attack.
I'm not.
Hold on one second.
I'm not.
Well, you're fat, so you could anytime, I'm sure.
No, I don't have STDs.
Anyway.
Sure
you don't. No, what antibiotic do you use right now? What are you on?
I'm not on anything.
Sure.
I'm not on nothing because I don't have diseases. As a matter of fact, the diseases that I don't have is because I wear condoms, and I got to go out and buy condoms all the time. because I have a lot of sex, because I do. But I make sure that I don't get sick.
No, okay, okay. Tony, relax, relax. Hey, relax. All right, Tony, I think the show's been going really good, but it's your show. I think, you know, we're coming to the end of the show. I think your fans probably want to hear your final thoughts for tonight's show. So, you know, take it away.
All right, fine. Thoughts about what?
About how fat you are, about what you want to talk about tonight.
There's nothing to talk. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about.
Do you know what that means? Oh, my God. Literally, how did I become a producer with a fucking fat retard? Go ahead, Tony, speak.
I'm not fat retard. And here's what I think. I think, number one, aside from you being unprofessional, I think that I would like to send a message. You know, we tonight I gave advice. I had some good callers, I had some bad callers. And sometimes I don't want to do a show. But I am. Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead. Speak.
I am, but I don't know what the fuck that noise is in the background.
Probably your fucking toilet exploding.
It's not my toilet that exploded.
All
I'm
right.
trying to...
Time's up, Tony. Time's up. Let's go.
No, I'm trying to tell you my fucking thoughts that you
Time's
asked me
up.
For.
All right, cue music. And...
Hello.
Tune in next week, everyone.
No, you're not coming back next week. You asked me my thoughts, and now you're telling me I can't have a conversation. Shut the music off so I can say what I gotta say.
You're a slow adult, Tony.
I hope you baby.